Welcome to new live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about with God all things are possible. So we're going to be reading the book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 25 to 26. We're talking about the only two verses that talk about like something that was happening between the disciples. God was teaching them about, you know, how can be safe, and they were asking about themselves, like, what's the way, you know, how can be that possible to be safe? So we go to the Bible, the book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 25 to 26, says like this. It says like when his disciples heard it, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So something's happening, you know. Was like a man, was like a young man, like a rich young man. They get through Jesus Christ and ask him like how he can be saved. And I think what he's saying, like, you gotta, you know, follow the commandments. And the Bible said that guy, you know, the young man says like he was doing everything. And then Jesus asked him to sell everything that he had and give to the people, give to the poor. And the Bible said like the rich young man went back to what belonged to. And then Jesus started talking to the disciples, saying like they were more easy to a camel go through to the small hole than like a rich go to the heaven. And then, like, they were asking about it, well, they were thinking about, like, how can be that possible? And they were asking themselves, like, who can be saved? And the Bible is teaching us through the, you know, what the Jesus is teaching. Like, we cannot be saved, you know, by our own strength. We cannot be saved by, you know, by ourselves. You gotta be, like, something more powerful than we are to be able to give you, you know, the eternal life. And that's what the verse today is talking about, like anything we can imagine, anything we can ask about, like, you know, we can try to do it by ourselves. There's no way to do it. The only way, the only one who can do all those impossible things, you know, to be true, that's God. God has the power to do extraordinary things, you know, to do like things like we can imagine, like that God is able to do. And we go to the Bible, we go to, you know, when Jesus Christ was like teaching about the kingdom of God, we see him like teaching, we see him like doing miracles, we see him like, you know, taking care of the people, taking care of the needs that the people have. And sometimes like we see Jesus like with no money, with like only a few like pieces of bread and a few like fishes, and you know, we see him like giving food to a multitude. And that's only things like that's something only God can do. And sometimes like we think ourselves about like our life, we think ourselves about like how, you know, our situation, and we are asking ourselves like how we want to be able to get out, like, let's say, like, some debit, get out, like, you know, to be able to pay, like, the rent, to be able to pay, like, you know, all the bills. And we're saying, like, you know what, that's having very hard right now. Like, then I'm not even able to buy, like, everything I want, all the food I wanted for my family, for my kid. But when you see it, something extraordinary happened. And we start thinking, you know, in our mind, and start asking ourselves, like, how that happened. And sometimes, like, we don't find, like, any answer. We don't find, like, any way, like, to find out, like, how that happened. And why we cannot find out, because that's something that only God can do. I mean, God had the power to do, to build new things from like a bad thing, from old things. And the Bible talks mostly about it. And when like we start like to knowing God, we start like when we give our life to Him, you know, He start taking care of it. He start like making like new things, you know. He start like taking away all those things that like, have been contaminated, and He's like fixing them. He put like a new soul. He's putting like a new spirit. He's putting like He fixing everything inside us. And for the you know, for science, that's something is not possible. Because even like at this moment today, with all the technology that we have, like they can, you know, you can see this virus what we just have. They've been like they don't even know how to deal with it. You know, every time they make like you know, they make up a scene for them, and something new come through, you know, because something more powerful come through, and they'll be thinking, they'll be asking themselves like why, how that happened. And because they have only like a limited power. They don't have like all the knowledge. But God have all the knowledge. God had all the power that can do all things like for the man. It's impossible. He can do it possible. What we need to believe. That's why we need to believe on God. We need to believe like He can do something extraordinary in our life. Doesn't matter how hard it is. Doesn't matter like you know, how difficult it looks like, you know, for Him. Nothing is impossible. And you might thinking about like your family, you might think about like your children, you might think about, you know, your husband, your wife, you might thinking like you know, have been like doing bad things, like things like have been, you know, destroying the family. But God can do something extraordinary in the family. But we just need to believe. We just need to believe that He can do it. And He's able to do it, but we need to believe. It's not something like we know He can do it. We need to really believe. Very strong believing that He can do all things possible. And doesn't matter how hard it is, doesn't matter how dark the night came, doesn't matter like how, you know, how hard those problems they came through to our life, we need to keep believing. We need to keep like thinking and all the power of God has. He has like unlimited power. He is the creator. He created the world. He created like everything. He created us. So He can do anything that is not possible for us. And that's it for the message for today. And I hope I've been blessed to you. And I have to share this video, that's the case. And I'll see you next Tuesday at 10 p.m. with a new live streaming.